This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
One of these guys won 3 Super Bowls.
Ted Johnson here. He has one of the biggest necks that I've ever seen.
The other two cheered him on in their mom's basement.
Now, sit on Uncle Andy's lap here in Tankathon Nation.
Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson on WEEI.
WEEI Afternoons back here at Fenway Park, where we are joined now by Red Sox manager Alex Cora, who is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. By Arbella, here for baseball fans, here for good, and by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow. Things are flowing for the Red Sox right now. How are we feeling?
Feeling good. Playing good baseball. We've been talking about pitching the whole time.
Yep.
And when you see what Gio has done over the last 5, Bello, same deal. Walker had a good one in Washington, and obviously Crochet has been amazing. I always said if we pitch, we're going to have a shot, and we've been doing that for a while.
We were joking earlier that at times this season your job has seemed hard. You know, when a starting pitcher is getting pulled in the first inning, or, you know, you're losing one-run games, making mistakes.
Lineup changes.
Lately, well, there's still lineup changes, but lately it's like.
There's lineup changes.
You know, but when your starting pitcher goes 6 innings and you're averaging like 8.5, 9 runs a game, your job tends to settle in a little bit, huh?
Yeah. It's a lot easier. And at the end of the day, that's what you want. I joke around with them before the game, just keep me out of the game. You know, like, I don't want to make any decisions. Just pitch, play good defense, hit, let's get that 7 run lead, and then we can smile in the dugout and think about tomorrow. But it hasn't been that way the whole season.
Alex, I brought up the lineup changes because you have 74 lineup changes in 93 games. So I don't know if that's typical, if that's normal, but it just seemed like a lot. So that's why I brought that. But let's talk about Brian Bello. Clearly, the kid's kind of locked in right now. You know, 6 quality starts. The last 2 games, incredible, complete game. What have you seen from him that is impressing you right now about that kid?
Command has been on point the last 5. That's something that we didn't have early in the season. That was the reason he wasn't being efficient. You know, he was going 5 innings with 100 pitches, 4 2/3, 100 pitches. He will get ahead and not put guys away, and that's been different the last 2. The one in Cincinnati when he came in, against Cincinnati when he came in the 4th, you know, after the suspended game, mm-hmm. and took us to the 8th, and then yesterday, I think the first 14 pitches of the game were strikes, you know, quality strikes. And the sinker was good. The changeup was better. The cutter has, you know, become a weapon for him. And he's a strong individual. He is, you know. He works hard in between starts to try to go as deep as possible. And yesterday he had a lot in the tank late in the game.
Alex, we all knew that Roman Anthony was a big boy, but his evolution into a bad man at the plate has been almost, I think, even quicker than a lot of us believe. Did you ever see him? Are you amazed watching him put it all together this quickly? And how has his recent success at the plate helped the lineup?
No, I obviously getting hits helps, but I think the process and the quality at bat has been there since day one. The kid, he controls the strike zone. He hits the ball hard. He doesn't deviate from his plan. And kind of like Merrill last year in San Diego, right? Like he, you know, they took him to overseas in the opening series. I think it was Japan, and they didn't expect him to be part of the roster. And all of a sudden, he became a force for them. This kid is becoming a force for us. And, you know, I was kind of like stupid of pinch hitting him in his first big league start. We're not doing that anymore. Now he's hitting second. He's hitting third. He's playing good defense in right field. Tonight he's going to play left field. And, you know, we're going to keep challenging him. You know, he's a big part of what we're trying to accomplish now and in the future. And we're very happy with the progress.
Red Sox manager Alex Cora here with us in WEEI Afternoons. You reference Roman playing left field, and you know how things grow in Boston. As soon as video of him taking balls off the wall hits social media, it's like, well, what about Jarren Duran? Are they trading Jarren Duran? Jarren Duran's been moved around the lineup. What is Jarren Duran's role with this team right now?
He's an everyday player that we're going to ask him to play in different positions, and we're going to hit him in different spots in the lineup. We'll do the same thing with Willie, do the same thing with Sedan. Most likely Roman will play every day. You know, obviously he'll need days off. And we'll ask the same thing for Yoshida. Like tonight, we're going to give Sedan the day off. You know, we're going to play four against Tampa, and it was a long weekend in Washington and the first two here. So give him a blow today. JD's going to play center. Willie's going to play right. Romy's going to play first. Hammy's going to play second. Marcelo third. Trevor at short. And Narvaez is going to be behind the plate. So we'll keep moving guys. And I think that's it's not a problem, to be honest with you. It's actually a luxury. At one point, one of the lefties is not going to start against a right-handed starter, which is tough to you know, write that lineup without those guys. But at the same time, we're going to have weapons off the bench, you know, late in the games. We bring ref. Let's say there's a situation, there's a lefty on the mound. We send ref up there to pinch hit for somebody. They bring the righty, and we got Willie or Jaren or Massa to pinch hit in that spot. So, now we got to start managing now.
You're talking luxuries. I mean, Romy Gonzalez, I bludgeoned you to death with first base questions earlier in the year, and that was kind of the guy that you had tagged for that position. But he clearly plays a lot of different positions, but he's crushing the ball. I mean, he's got a 338 average right now. Just talk about Romy Gonzalez and how he's been for you this year.
Yeah, it's a good player. We got lucky there. The White Sox put him on waivers before the 24 season. He had a big shoulder surgery. We claim him, and you know, since day one here, he's impressed us with the work ethic, the baseball IQ, and the physicality. You know, this is a strong kid. He's gotten better, you know, and I think Ref has done an amazing job with him, kind of like taking him under his wing and kind of like talking to him about attacking lefties and the role and all that stuff. And he's been great. Today he's playing against a righty. He's playing first base, you know, to stay away from Toro for tonight. Just give him a blow too. But he's a guy that he can play the outfield, he can play second, he can play first. He hits lefties and righties. He's a good base runner. I mean, we're very, very happy that he's with us. Mikey Lowe in the house right here. By the way, Mike Lowe over there.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Hey,
Lowe.
Hey, you're looking good, Mike Lowe.
Down street.
Yeah. 2007 World Series MVP Mike Lowell, I believe it says.
Yeah, sorry.
Card.
Yeah, put some Mike respect Lowe on that man's name.
Throwing out the first pitch today, Puerto Rican Heritage Night.
Oh, so very
throwing
cool
out the first pitch.
Represent.
That's brilliant.
Very good.
Hey, Alex, just a question about obviously your number one starter and all-star, one of three on the team, Garrett Crochet. Still got wins in the last couple of starts, but, you know, going five innings, giving up more hits than strikeouts. Just curious if you had ever possibly given any thought to maybe, depending on how the series against the Rockies goes and how things start out against Tampa, maybe giving him a little break heading into the All-Star game as opposed to starting him against the Rays.
No, he's going to start against the Rays. He will.
Okay.
But he will start Saturday instead of Friday. We're going to give him an extra day. Then I think the All-Star game, we're not sure if it's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
He's going to participate because he's pitching on Saturday, and the plan is for him to pitch the last game against the Cubs. So this is something we thought about it. We mapped it out, you know. Obviously, the last few have been a grind for him, and this is the first full season as a starter for him. Last year, that wasn't a full season for him, so we have to take care of him. The schedule helps us, too, because then we get an off day after the Philly series, so he'll start against the Dodgers on Saturday, if I'm not mistaken. So we'll take advantage of the All-Star break and also the schedule to give him a breather.
You touch on some things that make your job easier or luxuries. You're starting to put a handful of guys in the bullpen that can reach triple digits. Obviously, Chapman, the all-star, but Hicks now arrives. He can hit there. One, does that make your job easier? Just feels like some teams, I remember the Rays 10 years ago, felt like every guy they brought out of the pen threw 100. And is there a shift in philosophy there organizationally to put a premium on velocity in the bullpen?
We've been talking about velocity in the organization for a while here, the last 2 years, and that's something that late in games, you don't want the opposition to put the ball in play. That's the reality of it. And if they put it in play, you want it to be weak contact. And when you're throwing hard like Chappie, Alcala, Jordan, you know, that's what's going to happen. And, you know, we feel very comfortable with the group that we have. There's a few guys in the minor leagues that are throwing hard and getting people out that I truly believe that if something happens, they're going to be here and help us out. You saw it with Fitz as a starter.
Yep.
You've seen it with Dobbins as a starter. So velocity is king in this game. You throw hard, you got a pretty good chance to get people out, and we're trying to accomplish that.
I'm glad you said that. This is a little bit of a self-serving question. We went through the juice ball era. Is there any chance we're in the juiced radar gun era? Because it felt like for 100 years, like,
five, like every,
everybody
yeah,
throws 100.
Yeah, we had a conversation, me and Ramon, our bench coach. We were sitting there the other day. He's like,
juiced.
You know, we played from 98 to 2011, and we were going through pitchers. Like, how many guys threw 100? You know, Billy Wagner, he threw 100
right
out of the bullpen. Randy Johnson wasn't consistent at 100,
right,
and it felt like he was throwing 100.
Billy Koch?
Billy Koch. You know, the closers.
A handful.
But now he's like the 13th guy in the bullpen is throwing 100. You know, so I don't know. It's just
so you're with me. The guns are.
I don't want to say that.
Thank
I
might, you.
Yeah, don't I don't want to say that, but I don't know. There's something
stinks.
Yes. And the way they, I mean, what impresses me too is like the hitters, like 100 for them is like 93 for us.
Right.
Back in the day. Like, oh, okay. Oh, he's throwing 100 with cut and ride. Like, what? He's throwing 100.
Yeah. I just, you know, Alex,
different era.
You agreeing with him? It's just, it's we'll never hear the end
when
of it.
When I'm right, I'm right.
I got to ask you. You know, a couple days ago, you talked about maybe just the difference, you know, in the approach to hitting, or more specifically, just not striking out as much.
Yeah.
And you know, you kind of use maybe the lineup's different. Clearly, now that Rafi's not in the lineup, but it also sounds like you've taken a different approach in more individualized kind of teachings before the games. What do you credit for the change in hitting style philosophy?
No, I think personnel is different. That's the reality of it. The other thing, on the flight from Anaheim to Boston, we had a lot of time to think about how we're going to fix this mess, you know, offensively. And we went through a stretch there that it was really good pitching. You know, Seattle, they have a great staff. San Fran, same thing. In Anaheim, we ran into Kikuchi and Anderson. They're doing an amazing job. And then Berrios here. But the one-on-one meetings, just first things first, makes the player accountable. Because when you walked into the stadium, to Fenway, you got to have an idea who's going to pitch and the stuff that he has. In a group environment, I can sit in the back and they're talking about, Bassett. Yeah, Bassett. Cutter, sinker, breaking ball, changeup. Jaron, what you got? Well, I'm going to look for him here, and I'm going to try to shoot him to left center. I'm going to try to lay off the breaking ball. And, that's going to be my approach today. And then they go, hey, Alex, what you got? Oh, I'm right there with Jaron, you know? So you can get away with murder, right? Like, if you didn't study in a group environment, it's easy to play the part, right? And now when you get to Fenway, you better have an idea what that guy is doing. And then the coaching staff will walk you through it, you know? They're going to attack you this way because you're not hitting this pitch right now. You've been late on this pitch or you've been out in front of breaking balls. So I expect this type of attack against you. So let's work from 4 o'clock till 6 on that approach, and then we execute in the game, and so far so good.
Alex, any update on Tanner Houck, Dobbins?
He's pitching right now in AAA. Okay. Actually, he was into the fourth inning. It was fourth scoreless innings. He looked like he was throwing the ball well.
Great. And if any of those guys might join the rotation or make it a crowded bullpen anytime soon?
Not yet. I think, him, the bouncing back has been a challenge for him after rehab outing. So hopefully after this one, we'll know tomorrow or the next day how he feels. Hopefully he feels good. And as you know, he's very important for us, and we need him healthy. With Dobbins, we'll see what we do. There's a good chance he'll be with us over the weekend and make a start. And the other one, who else?
Bregman. Oh,
Alex. Yeah, Alex.
Bregman. Sooner rather than later?
Very sooner rather than later. Yeah.
Very as in this week?
There's a good chance. Great. There's a really good chance. Yeah.
Okay. And before we let you go, I don't want to ask you to look ahead, but we won't talk to you next week. You referenced All-Star break coming. What does the All-Star break look like for the manager?
Yeah, so long story short, during the holidays, we were at the house. We had a party. And my best friends and their wives, they were talking, boom, boom, boom. We're watching a Coldplay concert.
Go. I'll see you there.
And
me too.
And they're like, oh, whatever. That'll be great to go. And I'm like, let me take a look. And I'm like, oh, shoot. They're going to be at Gillette over the All-Star break. So the night continue. And I'm making sure all my friends are here for the week. So we got they start getting here Friday. They're leaving Thursday, so we're going to a concert on Wednesday. So
nice.
It should be fun. Nice. It should be fun.
It's going to be there. Great.
Yeah, right?
It'll be there. He'll be there.
It's going to be a long week for us, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, sometimes I regret those parties back home because we make decisions not feeling great. Let's put it that way.
You a big sing-along guy, Alex? Checks.
Yeah. Say what?
Are you a big sing-along guy? Do you go to the concert and sing along with everyone?
No. I'm more of like YouTube videos, and then pull out the mics at the house and everybody joins me. That's how we do it. Yeah.
Nice. All right, Alex, good luck tonight and then in the Rays series. Hopefully we keep the momentum going into the All-Star break.
Thank
and enjoy
you.
The concert.
It. Thank you.
Thanks,
thank
Alex.
You.
Good luck.
Yeah, Alex.
Thanks.
Red Sox manager Alex Cora with us here on WEEI Afternoons. We'll react to a couple comments from what he just said, including sooner rather than later, Alex Bregman. Sounds like we'll see him before the end of the week. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.